The presidential candidate of the NPP, Nanadu Dankwa-Akufo-Addo, has asked the electorate to reject indecisive politicians who come with vague promises. He said such politicians are bereft of ideas and, if given the opportunity to rule, would hinder the progress of the nation. Nanadu was addressing hundreds of youth at the IPS campus as part of his Restoration of Hope tour of the Abukubi Madina constituency. He reiterated his free SHS policy, which was according to the MPP flag bearer, is feasible and will be implemented if voted into power. Brighton Trama has more.
The NPP flag bearer's first point of call was the Damfa village, where a derby was held in his honor. Damfa, a predominantly farming community, is saddled with many challenges, including lack of water. Nanadu promised the community of Ready Market for their farm produce. He said a conducive environment will be provided so that their farm produce will not get rotten. Nanadu later paid a courtesy call on the chief of Madina and moved to the IPS campus to address hundreds of youth. Nanadu said this year's elections are about the future of the nation and called on the youth to vote the party with a vision to handle the affairs of the nation.
We open the gates to everybody, to allow everybody to be able to attain secondary education. Those who are living the life on the hog are saying that these are unrealistic ideas, we can't do it, there's no money. I'm amazed. People who claim to be social democrats, whenever things are being done for the enhancement of the lives of the mass of our people, their first reaction is to say there is no money. They oppose the introduction of the National Health Insurance Scheme. They are opposing today the introduction of free secondary education. And they call themselves social democrats. What a contradiction in terms. What a contradiction in terms. I would have thought that those who profess to social democracy would be the first to jump on the bandwagon of enlarging the space for education and making sure that all our people have access to good quality.
Nanadu said his free SHS policy is not mere rhetoric but will be implemented. He wondered why NDC, which is a socially democratic party, will reject such a policy.
We're not making this as just as an avenue for power, only to get there and turn our back on the people of Ghana and begin to dishonor our promises. We will leave that to the National Democratic Congress, the capacity to make promises that they will not and cannot keep. That's their business. That is not our business. We're coming to fulfill the purposes for which our movement and our tradition has existed. Those who believe that we are stuck where we are now and we cannot do much about it, we are going to find a way to move them very gently.
Nanadu was accompanied by the parliamentary candidate of the party for the area, Jim Samwa, General Secretary Kojo Owusu-Efiye, National Women's Organizer Otiko Jaba, and other regional executives.
Brighton Tramer's report.